Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
But is Mark Zuckerberg telling the truth? Did you see the Joe Rogan interview? He's becoming the media every day that passes. Did you see the Joe Rogan interview? So Zuckerberg goes on there and he says some incredible things. They'd scream at me. They threatened me. And if I didn't censor for them, there would be government investigations. And he said, we said no, and the government started investigating us. That's an absolute abuse of power. It's shocking. But Zuckerberg also painted a lot of the censorship. He said he said over and over, they made me censor true things. Things I knew were true, things they knew were true. I was wrong, he said. Good for him. Good for him for coming clean. Okay, he gets some points, not a lot, but he gets some points. But then he said, well, but you know, He said, well, you know, they did lie and they did make me lie for them. But, you know, overall, I really think that it was probably a good thing for people to get the shot. Hold on. Wait to hear where I'm going with this.
You know, if you go back to the COVID example, I think in that case, their goal of trying to get everyone to get vaccinated was actually, I think, a good goal. I still think it's good for more people to get the vaccine, but the government still needs to play by the rules in terms of, you know, not like you can't just suppress true things in order to make your case. So that's kind of my view on it is.
No, it's not. He's lying. Want to hear his real view? It leaked. James O'Keefe with Project Veritas got a hold of this. This is incredibly Mark Zuckerberg warning in 2020. Shot was on its way out, but had not come out for the general public yet. They were doing some vaccinations by the fall. Warning executives of Facebook to basically think very long and hard before they got the shot because of the DNA contamination.
I share some caution on this because we just don't know the long-term side effects of basically modifying people's DNA and RNA to directly encode in a person's DNA and RNA, basically the ability to produce those antibodies and whether that causes other mutations or other risks down.
See, that's what he was telling his executives while censoring anybody who wrote about DNA in the shot. He knew. He wasn't confused. He knew. I bet he didn't take it. I bet he did. I mean, I know he says he did. I bet he didn't take it. Here's James O'Keefe with Project Veritas back then when he broke this story in 2023.
Let's take a look at Facebook's most updated COVID-19 vaccine policy. The real kicker is right here in the policy where Facebook says it would remove any content that, quote, claims the COVID-19 vaccine changes people's DNA. Well, we just got a new leaked tape from Zuckerberg himself, the CEO of Facebook, basically violating his own code of conduct. He would be censored on the platform today for what he said.
I share some caution on this because we just don't know the long-term side effects of basically modifying people's DNA and RNA.
So when Zuckerberg said, quote, basically, the vaccine is modifying people's DNA, it seems pretty clear modifying is synonymous with changing. Again, Zuckerberg would be banned from Facebook for saying this. This video of me showing
and he makes the point, this video of me even showing you this would be banned on Facebook. That was 2023. Again, here's what Zuckerberg told Rogan this weekend. Well, they made me lie and they investigated me to force me to lie. But, you know, it's probably good for people to get the vaccine. You mean people who aren't you and your executives at your company, right? The ones you were warning about the DNA contamination. Mr. Zuckerberg?
You know, if you go back to the COVID example, I think in that case, their goal of trying to get everyone to get vaccinated was actually, I think, a good goal.
No, it wasn't.
Still, you know, it's that. Good for more people to get the vaccine, but the government still needs to play by the rules in terms of, you know, not like, you can't just suppress true things in order to make your case. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He knew. That's what's so remarkable. He knew. Folks, the first public under oath testimony in this country that we would have about the dangers of the DNA contamination in that vaccine, which is many times the level considered safe, was in our own South Carolina legislature, under oath. And it went viral around the world. Zuckerberg knew right before the shot was released. That was still 2020. He knew about the DNA contamination. Surgeon General for the state of Florida, Joseph Latipo, Dr. Joseph Latipo, is warned not to take it because it could potentially increase your risk of cancer and other neurological defects, the DNA contamination. Zuckerberg knew. He warned his own executives, and then he censored it so that you wouldn't know and you'd take the shot. Just want our history, our chapter of history here today on The Tara Show to be complete with actual reality.